Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian
Cantwell,
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff that you'll find there on the site, and it's all completely free. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts out there who will charge you for their website. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road. The trial of Ross Ulbricht did continue today. There was some question earlier this week as to whether or not the trial would be happening on Wednesday. That's today. Because of the whole blizzard thing, they shut it down yesterday, and they were back in court today. So we'll give you the latest on the Ross Ulbricht case and so much more, including eight things that happy people do but rarely talk about. And, Mark, I know that you had wanted to talk about poop inspections at an elementary school, which is really disturbing sounding. We'll get into that here in a moment.
Is that one of the eight things that happy people do?
They don't talk about it.
Let's go to Tom Woods first, though, our special guest on Skype. Tom, thanks for taking time out of what is apparently what could be a very busy night. You've got five kids, and you're at home alone with them at the moment. So I appreciate you finding a moment for Free Talk Live.
Well, the pleasure is mine. If you hear any children noises in the background, you know, it just makes the thing more authentic, you know?
Sure. And so welcome to Free Talk Live. We've actually had you on previously at the Liberty Forum, which was it's a yearly event for our listeners that may be new to the show. Yearly event that happens here in New Hampshire as put on by the Free State Project. What brought you out to that event, Tom?
I think I was the keynote speaker, so when you invite me to speak, I'm there.
That'll do it.
Well, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You actually had me on your show, the Tom Woods Show, very recently, within the last few weeks, and I figured a fair thing to do would be to have you back on Free Talk Live in return, so thanks for being here.
Yeah, Tom.
I appreciate that. I got such great feedback from you, and then I played bits of it for my 11-year-old who's getting more and more aware. Like, I don't want to propagandize my kids, but when they ask me what my opinion is on something, of course I'm going to tell them. But I played for her your description of what a Robin Hooder is. I told her about how you tied up the authorities in Concord, and then you wouldn't pay the money to the government and all that. And she thinks you are pretty much the best guy in the history of the world.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. What a nice compliment. Mark, what did you want to say?
Yeah, Tom, some of my favorite work that you do is the work on nullification. I know you work with the 10th Amendment Center.
Oh, that's a good group.
And yeah, it's a great group. And what I want you to do is just sort of explain, because you're on national radio here, dozens and dozens of stations, and many people don't know what they mean when they say nullification.
Oh, okay. Now, by the way, nullification is probably the tamest thing I do. And the funny thing is that the abuse I take for it is that it's too extreme. And I feel like saying, look, you have no idea the other views that I have. You know, you should be happy that I'm talking about nullification. But it derives more or less from Thomas Jefferson. And Jefferson's view was that if the federal government monopolizes the interpretation of the Constitution, it's going to interpret it in a way that benefits itself and eclipses every other power center in society.
Yep, sounds like he was right.
Yeah, of course. I mean, how is that even open to debate, right? Just look around you for all the proof you need. So his answer was the states ought to be able to say if they believe something is a power grab by the federal government, that they're not going to allow it to be enforced in their state. And to me, that seemed like a pretty good idea, and I'd like to see more of that happen. And it turns out I just the other day I had Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center on. I guess it was tomwoods.com/327, episode number 327. And he tells me that they are tracking nearly 200 nullification bills of one type or another around the country. This is vastly more than ever at any given time. Now, some of them are nullification-ish, but they're still, like, for instance, the one that has me very interested is, of course, what's going on in Utah with the NSA data center there.
Yeah.
It turns out that the NSA facility requires, in order to cool the machines that it uses to spy on everybody, requires 1.7 million gallons of water a day.
Jeez, Pete.
Yeah, the state of Utah is providing it. So Bolden himself came up with the idea, well, why don't we just turn off the water? And so the bill, so they've got a bill that would turn off the water, and then they're also percolating in the back of their minds is, suppose they do gather information on you, the states could still say, none of that information is admissible in any court in this state. Hmm. Any university that is in cahoots with the NSA or getting grant money or whatever, we're going to cut them off. I mean, they've got all kinds of interesting ways that the state can say, we're not going to do this. And even Frank Chodorov, who was kind of like an individualist anarchist from the 1940s and 50s, said in his own article on this, he said, you know, you could really give the central government a hard time by simply not cooperating. And there are a lot of cases going on out there where there are plenty of states that are prepared to not cooperate.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, this is what I've gotten from talking to people about the ideas of nullification. They think nullification means if the feds come in here, we're gonna send the state troopers to shoot them.
Well, there are some people whose view is that you're not hardcore enough if you don't expressly take that position. I mean, my view is a little bit more subtle here. I mean, I tend to think that a show of support that's strong enough by the public will tend to obviate any actual federal intervention in the first place. So, for example, you'll notice there are no tanks rolling in Colorado and in Washington State, mm-hmm. even though they are flouting federal law. And the answer seems to be that the public is so overwhelmingly in favor of this policy that, well, the federal government has a million, I don't know what the expression is, something's in the fire, and it's got to pick where it's going to expend its capital, and it's not going to do something like that in a place where the general public is really, really behind what's going on. So my view is that it's probably not going to come to that.
But at the same time, Tom, it's Cantwell, so we have seen in, I think, California, where they didn't even legalize recreational marijuana. They just did the medical marijuana thing. And my understanding of it is that there they did have DEA making raids on marijuana farms
for
and that
a long
sort of
while,
thing out there.
Yeah.
Back down. Since then, they did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's right. But then, as you say, they did more or less reverse that, and they didn't reverse it because they, you know, they read Murray Rothbard or they subscribed to the Tenth Amendment Center. It's that it's just hopeless, especially at this point. I mean, public opinion has shifted so dramatically just in our lifetimes on this issue that they are. What part of Obama's constituency wants to lock people in cages for a marijuana violation?
Well, some of them do, I imagine. Yeah.
In theory, like, remember sure. all those idealistic students who just didn't know any better? I tend to think they were probably good on at least this.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So, TomWoods.com, you mentioned that's your website, and you do more than just a daily podcast or kind of, you know, online radio show. You've also got Liberty Classroom. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, this is my other everything I do is subversive. Everything I do, which institution am I undermining through what it is that I'm doing? So with Liberty Classroom, I'm trying to undermine the academic establishment to the best of my ability. But the idea there is that, we all know that if you go to college, you go to high school, you're going to get fed a certain line, whether it's history or economics, the social science. Now, economics, you might get something decent, but the social sciences, forget about it. More broadly, about it.
You have to study economics a little more deeply than high school to really get lied to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But history, they just start right out of the gate with it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is grotesque. It's but grotesque what the kids
probably
get
social studies the most offensive.
And I remember when I was in school, I remember thinking, I don't know how anybody in his right mind can support a market economy, because look at them. These kids were working in coal mines, and this kid's working in a factory, and his eye got blown off or whatever. Like, I mean, that's what I thought the market economy was all about.
Sure.
That was how it was portrayed to me. So what I'm doing is saying, well, if the internet really is this liberating institution that we all think it is, then why don't I just teach American history through it? I have a PhD in U.S. history. I have some credentials in it. I'll teach U.S. history, and then I brought on other faculty that I trust. Jeff Herbener is associate editor of the Quarterly Journal of Austrian Economics. He teaches economics on the site. And for example, what I said to him, take the textbook. Oh, is that bumper music?
You have done this before. Hang on, Tom. We'll bring you back.
Sounds like it scared him.
No, he's professional at this. I mean, he doesn't think. What do you do? 5 shows a week with the Tom Woods Show?
That's right.
All right, stand by. More with Tom Woods here in moments. His website, tomwoods.com. Welcome back. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can visit it at your leisure and enjoy all the features there over at freetalklive.com. You want to grab archives of the show? Well, we've got them going back for, almost a decade at this point. Almost. It's all there free over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. We're on with another broadcaster slash podcaster. Tom Woods is on with us here tonight from TomWoods.com. The Tom Woods Show. You do this show 5 days a week, which is a pretty high level of dedication to the libertarian podcast craft. Most liberty-oriented podcasts are about once a week. How long have you been at that show, Tom? You've had several hundred episodes. Is that a couple years or a few years?
That's about it's going to be coming up on a year and a half, and I take a couple weeks off at Christmas time to regain my strength, but I try to vary the topics so that you really feel like you are becoming a smarter libertarian, more capable of defending yourself every single day. Let me just finish one thing I was saying before. Sure. I realized the bumper music was coming on. One of the things I wanted to do, because it has not been done before, is to take one of the most common textbooks that you would use in college if you were studying college economics, and have an Austrian go through and critique every single chapter so that while you're sitting there, you'll know, okay, this stuff is good, but this stuff's a little screwy. There's nothing like that. So just to wrap up at Liberty Classroom, libertyclassroom.com is the website. I've got 12 courses up there in history, economics, philosophy, hardcore Austro-libertarian. Plus, you can ask all the questions you want, stuff like that. It's $99 a year, but I just did a coupon code. If you type in, you have only 24 hours to use it, but if in all caps you type in FTL for Free Talk Live, FTL at libertyclassroom.com, it'll be just $20.
Jesus, hold up. Wait a minute.
None of it's 99. It'll be $20.
$99 down to $20 just for typing in FTL within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
At libertyclassroom.com.
Yeah. Yep, you betcha.
All right, that's unbelievable.
Do you have something for little kids? Because, your coursework is, from what I've seen, as the ads and that sort of thing, it looks like it's a little beyond, say the youngest kids.
It's beyond the little kids, that's true. I mean, we have some homeschoolers who use it at the high school level and so on, but I work for the Ron Paul homeschool program, and they've got we're still finishing it up, but people are using what we do have now, and there is a lot of stuff for youngsters there, so that's RonPaulHomeschool.com. My friend named Connor Boyack has a really great new children's book series where he's got a children's book that teaches the themes from Bastiat's The Law and another book that teaches about iPencil. That's Tuttle Twins.
Tuttle Twins, that's the name of it, yeah.
Very cool.
The promo code that he just gave out, if you're listening at home, you have to go check this out. Because one of the things that I love about Tom is that he managed to maintain this like sort of air of respectability that I certainly have a great deal of trouble maintaining. But he's as radical as anybody I've ever met. And I think that to sign up for a year of economics and history from Tom Woods is a good education for anybody who would like to better articulate really hardcore radical libertarian positions. We need
good
more
man,
of that.
Chris, thank you.
So, Tom, when we were on, when you were interviewing me on your show, and it was great. I really enjoyed being on, by the way, and it sounded like, you hadn't heard a lot of the stories that I was telling from up here in New Hampshire, and it seemed very intriguing to you. Where are you anyway? Are you in Ohio? Where are you at?
Well, I'll tell you as long as you promise to ask why am I here.
Yes, that would be my next question.
I'm not answering. We actually live in Topeka, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
But we are actually probably going to relocate sometime in the next couple of years, but we haven't broken that to the children yet, so, mum's the word.
Hopefully they're not listening live or later
That's
on.
That's right.
But they're homeschooled kids, obviously. So, imagine they have
homeschool
group kind of thing with other friends.
Well, I'm sure there is a homeschool group here, but we actually don't homeschool them. And main reason for that is that my wife's health has been extremely erratic. Our household has just not been stable enough to permit homeschooling.
I jumped to the conclusion. I apologize.
It's perfectly okay. But we do the next best thing. I mean, they go to such an outstanding private school that every year when the high school portion is teaching the Great Ideas course, and they get to classical liberalism, they have me come in and teach that class.
Wow.
So, of course, I'm teaching classical liberalism, but I'm basically teaching hardcore Rothbard Hoppe to those kids.
That's awesome. That's a cool opportunity. Yeah. So then would it be fair to say that you are assessing potential destinations as far as where to go?
Oh, here it comes. The hard
close. I see where you're going with this.
Good Lord, Ian.
Yeah, we are. We are. But I'm not sure that New Hampshire has quite everything that the family needs. I mean, I as an individual would love to be there for a lot of reasons. For some of the reasons you mentioned and the camaraderie and all that would be really great for me. But I'm not quite sure it has everything we really need. But we haven't ruled anything out at this point.
So if you wouldn't mind, I'm not intimately familiar with this stuff because I don't really have a family besides the family of wonderful activists that I'm around all the time. But, Mark, you do have a family. And wasn't there news within the last year that New Hampshire was named, like, the number one place to raise a family?
It's something like that. It has received some accolade like that. But, I mean, I don't know what the specifics are. It depends on your family.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what sort of things are you looking for, Tom?
Well, I mean, I need them to be educated in a way that I don't have to deprogram them every day. And that's almost an impossible expectation. You know,
yeah.
I mean, almost anywhere they're going to be propagandized. And as I say, we're not physically capable of the homeschool option for these reasons that we just can't avoid. So I have to consider that.
Aren't there, Mark, aren't there Free Staters in the Manchester area who are running a school, private school?
They are, but I mean, I don't know how far along they are in that sort of thing. So
okay.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So there are people who are obviously, I mean, there's a lot of families moving here, and obviously I'm not intimately familiar with a lot of that stuff, and I'm actually surprised, Mark, you don't know more about it.
I don't live in Manchester.
Well, I would figure you guys talk, but, you know, there's
don't
people.
Go to Manchester anyway, Tom. I'll tell you what, just come to Keene.
Oh, God.
Drop the kids off at my place. I'll pop in a Ron Paul DVD and go edit some video, and they could just go run rampant with it, man.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Keene might be a bit of strong drink for them at this age.
So, well, I'm fascinated.
Sounds like your daughter's ready for it.
by the opportunity, because I think there is no better place for people who love liberty, and I think that includes people with families. There are a lot of families who are moving here, and Mark, I think you can at least testify to that. There are a number of families coming into the area.
Oh, yeah. It's
not just in Keene, but all across New Hampshire.
I think the infrastructure is being built for liberty families, but I would personally like to see it more robust than it is today, but
well,
I think it's being built.
Let's point out that the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun the move.
Yeah, sure.
So we have 1,600 people here as part of the Free State Project, plus others who are not part of the Free State Project, like Chris Cantwell. So all kinds of liberty-oriented folks are moving up here, and they're bringing their families in a lot of cases with them. So I hope you'll keep an open mind at the very least, Tom, and hopefully we'll see you back at the Liberty Forum. When are you coming back up to visit?
Well, as soon as I get invited, I'd be glad to go. If we ever did settle there, I would settle more in the southern part of the state because I have family and some old friends across the border in Massachusetts, and I'd love to be able to have access to, you know, just to talk old times and rekindle old friendships if I ever got back up there.
Well, consider this an invitation. The Liberty Forum's coming up first weekend in March this year. It's going to be moving, and they're moving from Nashua, where it was previously, to Manchester, to the biggest hotel in New Hampshire. So it's moving on up in the world. And, of course,
sounds
you can
good.
Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Check out Tom Woods on his website, tomwoods.com, libertyclassroom.com. Use code FTL and knock a bunch of money off.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on Skype. That's how we had Tom Woods on the show a few moments ago. And you can sound a lot better, usually, than being on the phone by joining us via Skype at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, a check, a wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared banking. I think that's the easiest way to do it, and the ways that I've gone about it is you just go to a local credit union, you call ahead and let them know, find out whether or not they have shared branching. You'll need to know that. And if they do, then you can just go there and make a deposit into an account, and within one business day, you can get your cryptocurrencies delivered to you. Right to your wallet on your computer or smartphone. You just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app. They've got that over at ExpressCoin.com, too. If you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So the first $40 of, you do less than $40 in a purchase, use coupon code FTL, you pay no fee. It's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
That's like a billion Dogecoin.
It's a lot of them.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Still to come here tonight, we've got a disturbing story that Mark has about a poop inspection at elementary school. This could be your kid's elementary school. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Plus, Chris Cantwell goes to Concord.
That was a lot of fun today.
That's what happened. It's hard to have fun in when you're in the state house, but you managed today, Chris Cantwell. We'll talk more about that. Plus, the latest on the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht in Manhattan. It continued today. But first, we go way across the pond, in this case to Cameroon, Africa, where Akko is on the line. Akko, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Happy to be on the show again.
Yes, great to have you here. You're on with me and Chris and Mark, and you're calling from, I presume, Bamenda tonight?
Yes, I'm calling from Bamenda, 40 kilometers from my hometown, Dap.
Well, welcome back, Akko. What was it that you wanted to share with our audience this evening?
Last week, I wanted to be on the show. I came to Bamenda. I didn't have a proper accommodation. I was bitten by the mosquito. I had some malaria. So I had to rush back home.
What do you do about malaria? Like, how do you treat malaria?
Yeah, like, I hear I got some malaria, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen, and now everybody's going to die, and you're just like, oh, I got a little malaria, and now I'm over it.
I'm not sure you guys have malaria over there.
Yeah, no, but we've got mosquitoes, and sometimes they have some nasty stuff. What is it that they carry? There's
West Nile virus.
West Nile, that's right.
Yes, yeah. We have too much mosquito here. It is everywhere. You have to protect yourself. If not, it kills. It is the most deadly disease. It kills people here much more, even more than HIV/AIDS.
Wow.
The malaria. Yeah. So
mosquitoes are deadly.
How do you treat it? What do you do about malaria?
You have to get a medical attention. You have to get to the hospital, and then you get some drips, and then you take some other drugs, then it may subside for a while. But one thing, malaria cannot go away. You just have to maybe empower yourself for a while.
So you, every time you get bitten by a mosquito, you have to go to the hospital? Is that...
No. Yes, you have to get to the hospital. If you don't get to the hospital, it may become very critical.
That's only if you're showing signs of malaria, right? Not every time you get a mosquito bite, because you'd be checking in all the time.
The symptoms of malaria are very common here. When you realize that you are very dizzy, you are very weak, you can't do anything, and if you realize that you were bitten by mosquitoes, you just have to rush to the hospital.
Wow.
So you took whatever antibiotics that they gave you. You're feeling better this week. I appreciate that.
Yes, you have to take some Quinimax. You have to take some paracetamol. And we have a local drug here called Quatem, which when taken, it kills down the power of the virus.
So what was it that you wanted to... I mean, you traveled 40 kilometers. You're not the average caller on Free Talk Live. The average caller just picks up a phone and calls in. You have to get on a bus, drive, and be taken 40 kilometers away from your home to contact us. So go ahead.
Yes, this enabled me to get access to the internet, because in my hometown in Dub, there is no internet connection. So I have to get to Bamenda in order to be on the show.
Right.
I admire your dedication, sir.
Incredible.
There are people who are claim to be fans of this show who won't even like bother to listen to it if it's not on the particular medium that they want, right? Like they're like, oh, I'll go to download it from SoundCloud. What a pain in the neck. I want to watch it on YouTube.
Okay, last week I came to Bamenda because one of our libertarians, James W. Davis, sent me some money.
Oh, yeah.
To go and make a passport. So I went there to make the passport. I was preparing to come on the show. So that malaria took me down. I just went back home.
So James is, by the way, somebody who works behind the scenes for Free Talk Live. He's a great guy. He moved actually earlier this year, or last, or 2014. He moved in 2014 to New Hampshire from New York, actually. Chris, I don't know if you've met James yet, but you've been talking with him online. And James actually reached out to you, Akko, and said that he wanted to help you travel here, which you've told me is one of your dreams, is to come to New Hampshire and to meet some of the liberty activists that you've thus far only heard about.
Yes, Ian, whenever I'm listening to the Liberty Radio Network, when I hear about the Free State Project, I just feel that I am part of it. I just feel that I have to be there one day. I should not be listening to this only on the radio. I should be there in broad daylight. I should be part of the whole show, because here mentally I think that I am part of it, and I believe that one day I will find myself there.
That's
thanks
beautiful.
To you guys.
You got to have dreams, and if you don't, then they can't come true, and I think that's certainly doable.
Did you get the passport?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the process like in Cameroon, where you've described the government as less than friendly in a lot of ways?
Just for me to get the passport, I have to pay bribes. I have to go and see the officers and see them behind door and give them some money in order to be able to do it, because there are thousands of people who want to leave Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to leave Cameroon because there are no job opportunities here. You can't do anything here. So as the number of people are crowding before their office, in order for them to receive you, you have to pay some cash. So I had to pay some cash in order to make it. And when you make it, it has to process, the process will take about a month or two before it comes out.
Okay. So you got to pay a whole bunch of bribes, and you're not even sure if it's going to get you what you wanted at first, is it? Or is there like a bribe reputation system with these extortionists?
It is quite possible that you can pay the bribe, but at the end of the day, when the thing gets to our nation capital, Yaoundé, they may decide not to issue a passport. Especially somebody like me, whom they think that I'm a political activist. Somebody whom they think I'm fighting, I am, because they say that I'm spreading anti-government propaganda. I don't know whether they are going to issue me one.
So over here they call the bribes fees and application fees. I mean, it's the same thing, right? I mean, because over here you can, try to get their passport and they could still deny you. You try to get a visa like our friend Roger Veer just did, and they denied him, and even though he's given them hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's really the same difference. I mean, is it that you've actually paid bribes and then you pay a fee, or is it just all, does it all appear to be a bribe to you?
Oh! No, the bribe is something that a receipt will not be issued. But after paying the bribe is just to enable you to go and pay for the fee.
Just
of
to
the,
get
of the
there
passport.
To pay the fee. So, okay.
So
yes.
Akko, how did the money get? I'm sorry. How did the money get to you? James sent you money, but was it Bitcoin?
No.
Did you? Okay. How did you get it?
No. It was dollars. He sent it through MoneyGram. MoneyGram is very easy to send somebody money here.
Okay.
Yeah, you may recall, Mark, when we had Akko on previously and we did a little fundraiser. Akko, hang on. You can stick with us for a little bit, right?
Okay.
All right, more with Akko here in a moment. You may recall, Mark, that we did a little fundraiser for Akko, considering he actually has to spend serious money to come and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And our listeners donated about $150, and we sent that over via MoneyGram. I was actually surprised at how affordable MoneyGram was sending money to Cameroon. And we actually sent him some Bitcoin as well. The problem is there's not much of a Bitcoin network in Cameroon to buy things with or cash out. We're coming up.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. All you have to do is call up at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that's on your mind. Still to come, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial continued today in Manhattan. We've been following it fairly closely here on Free Talk Live. Also, we got Christopher Cantwell with us tonight. And tonight, or today rather, he went to Concord. So we'll talk about what happened there. Plus, poop inspections at a government elementary school. Was it a government school, Mark, that this happened at? We'll explain that to you as well. Of course, all of that if we get the chance. Your calls come first, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, silver, gold, whether you're in Cameroon or whether you're in South Florida or anywhere else in the world, silver and gold is a pretty universal valuable.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have, either as a hedge against inflation, maybe an investment. I'm thinking that the price of silver is going to go up here in the future, and that's a good thing. Or a barter currency in case things go south, but economically, it's not a bad idea to have it. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, load up on coins and pieces. We actually have the Ludwig von Mises piece there. If you get more than one, you'll have Mises pieces. It is gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going back to Akko. He's
you
on the
really
line.
You just said Mises pieces.
I did. Yeah. I did, and I'm not even sorry.
Not the first time he's used that joke either. Akko is back with us in Cameroon, Africa, in Bamenda, the sort of the north or western, I guess more western area, which has a kind of a secessionist streak going on. You're a member of an organization. What is it, the SCNC?
Yes, the SCNC, Southern Cameroon National Council. We are fighting to get independence from the Republic of Cameroon because we came we came together as an independent nation after we were colonized by Britain and France. That's why we are a bilingual speaking country. So for us, we are the Anglophones, we speak English as our official language. We are being marginalized. Our government is putting us on the wall. We don't have anything. You go to school, you don't get a job. So the best thing for us to do is to get out of this government. That is the movement, Southern Cameroon National Council.
And you're looking to come to visit New Hampshire. It's a dream of yours to come and meet some of the very activists that you've heard talking on this radio program. And a friend of ours and kind of behind-the-scenes guy with the show with Free Talk Live, James, he reached out to you and offered to send you some money to help you get a passport. You've gone through the process, which, as you described, involves paying bribes in order to hopefully have them maybe in another month or two approve the passport application. So is the plan maybe generally to get this passport and come here during the summertime?
Whenever I will get the passport, then I will start the process of going to the embassy. I know that it is very complex for somebody to obtain a visa, but I will try, and I know with your help, and I will get it. Because after I watched the documentary on 101reasons.com about Free State Project, I was moved. I was touched. I just knew that I am part of this and I should be there.
It's a great film. You're talking about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. If you go to 101reasonsfilm.com, you can watch it. It's available free online. Anybody who wants to go and check it out.
I have downloaded it. I have it on CD here. I give it to listeners and many people have watched it.
Oh, cool.
Many people are sharing it. It is wonderful. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Akko. And hopefully all the paperwork and the bureaucratic nonsense can get taken care of, and we can have you come out here for a visit. I think it would be especially cool for Akko to experience the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because that's kind of a pinnacle event of the year out here. But whether it's Pork Fest or later on this year for Keenvention or whatever, it would be great to have you
come out.
It's
a big part of what got me out here.
Yeah, no doubt.
I would like to come to the U.S. and take part in all the various projects, all the various festivities, if it is the Pork Fest, if it is the Free State Project, Free State Forum, all of them. I will be happy to be there.
Akko, I have kind of a question about bribes. Living in the United States, we don't experience sort of bribes the way they do in other countries. So when you have to pay money to do something in the United States, it's laid out on a form, right? And, you know, and like you check the box, what you want, and those kind of things. They try to make it all very voluntary. Of course, somebody's taking money from you to give you the ability to do something. It's not that much different than a bribe. But how does the conversation go? So you go to the passport office and you say, I'd like a passport. And then, what does the person say? Do they stick their hand out? Do they say, grease my palm? What do they say?
No, when you go there, you'll find many people who are struggling to obtain a passport. So the best thing for you to do is to go behind the door and contact them and get yours very early. If not, you may spend a month going every day to the office and nobody will attend to you. Taking bribe here in Cameroon is like the daily bread. It is not something illegal. People have legitimized it. Our government has legitimized it. Imagine that you go to school, you can never get a job, and if you have to get a job, you have to buy one. So many Cameroonians do not even know that giving a bribe or taking a bribe is something that is illegitimate. It is a way of life here in Cameroon. I just gave it and it meant nothing to me because we have been given like that.
How much did you have to pay? I mean, when you went into this office, what was the first bribe you had to pay out?
I had to give something about $10, which is equivalent here to 5,000 francs in order for them to process the paper.
And you told us before that maybe the average Cameroonian makes about $14. Was it every week or every 2 weeks there?
It should be every 2 weeks because things are not getting better here. Things are instead getting worse. Imagine that our per capita income is dropping by the day. Our economy is dying. We have a president here who doesn't know about what is happening in our country. Imagine having a president who is above 85. Somebody who
he's
is
been
not
there for
well.
30 years. This guy, more than 30 years.
He just keeps on getting reelected. He must be a very good president.
So he doesn't get elected. He's rigging the process. He's rigging the process. He can rig the process, and nobody will say anything to him.
Do they even make it look like he has opposition? Do they even try to like pretend like there's somebody who's opposing him in the election?
Yeah, there was an active opposition party here called the Social Democratic Front, of which I was a member. They came with money and bribed everybody, and everybody went to their own party, so the party finally died. So that is the situation here in Cameroon. Bribe.
$10. $10 bribe. I mean, for us, that's nothing, but for the folks over in Cameroon, that's a week's worth of pay.
Yeah, but what is it like when you go and you hand off this $10 bribe? I mean, do the other people in the office, when you lean by the door and say, hey, here, I've got the special form or whatever, do the other people in the waiting room, are they like, we're going to tear the flesh from your bones for jumping ahead of us?
No, the people who were standing in the door, they didn't have the $10. If they had the $10, they would have paid so that they should get services rendered to them. So I had the money. I just went there and did mine.
You cut out a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
That is the situation here in Cameroon. If you don't pay bribes, you cannot get anything done. You can't do anything. It is.
But did
like
you do it in front of the other people? Like when you're paying paying the bribe, do you go in a different room?
I think the premise here is that it's like it's not even a secret. Like it's just you're not paying, you know, the government. You're paying the government agent off to do something that, you know, would normally be considered illegal.
Job.
But it's just so common that they're treating it almost like we treat tips.
I didn't pay it in public. We had to go behind the doors.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't want everybody seeing you with $10. I mean, that's a lot of money. You're flashing around a week's worth of pay. Presumably, if you've got $10 in your pocket, you may have another $10 because there's likely another bribe coming up. So how many bribes did you have to pay to actually get to the point of filing?
That was the only bribe that I paid.
Okay. That's not bad. And now, what was the actual filing fee? Do you recall that?
Can you imagine, after I paid that, they did the passport, but they didn't give me the receipt. They told me that I should come back 1 week later on and receive the receipt. So I don't know. Maybe if I have to go and receive the receipt, they will ask me for another bribe.
Yeah, that sounds believable, right? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure where that is. Let's see. What would help me look for it? Maybe another $10.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Imagine paying money and they don't issue a receipt and give it to you. They will tell you that go and come back 1 week after.
Right.
When you take the receipt, then you go and wait for a month or two.
Well, keep us in the loop as to how this develops. I'm fascinated by the process of what it will take for you to get out of Cameroon to come visit in the United States. And thank you, as always, for coming on and spending time with us here tonight.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you to everybody on the Liberty Radio Network. You are doing a wonderful job, a marvelous job. You are changing people's lives.
Travel safe as you head back to Ndop, and appreciate your time tonight. Because right now it's, what, 2 in the morning? It's 2 in the morning where you are right now?
Yeah, it's 2 in the morning.
Incredible dedication.
Thank you for the call, Akko, and travel safe. We'll see you soon, hopefully. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. The latest from the Ross Ulbricht trial. Chris Campbell goes to Concord and poop inspections at a local elementary school. Very disturbing.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.